53% of those surveyed in a recent poll done by Wall Street Journal Online and Harris Interactive say disease caused by a person's lifestyle should be reflected in their insurance rates, not passed on to others who are healthier. It's a concept some Wisconsin companies currently have and that others have tried. Carrie Arndt is a human resources manager for a packaging and paper company called Appleton.
I think that, you know, conceptually, there's obviously a lot of talk about connecting premium costs to, you know, lifestyle issues like smoking. And I think there's probably some merit in doing that to, you know, discourage the bad behaviors, quote unquote.
Agreeing with the philosophy is one thing. Making it company policy that's applied fairly can be an administrative headache. Arndt says the company relied on employees to admit they smoked, so those workers could be charged an extra $10 per month in premiums.
So there was no medical testing, so to speak, to confirm whether they were reporting honestly or not.
Increased insurance rates were not working to reduce unhealthy behavior, so the company of Appleton finally scrapped the practice 5 years ago. However, workers at the Appleton Post Crescent who smoke pay an extra $50 a month in premiums. It's a policy of their parent company, Gannett. Companies have tried various ways to improve the health of their employees. The Wellness Council of Wisconsin helps them do that. Teresa Islow says they don't advocate surcharges.
Well, we've always favored a more positive approach to wellness because it just seems to go over better. It brings more people into the program as opposed to taking a negative approach that can put up barriers.
People with unhealthy habits may not like insurance surcharges, but the Harris Poll finds more than half the 2,300 Americans asked want them. That despite the fact it may be their pocketbook that gets lighter. Numerous medical studies show widespread rates of obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes across the country, conditions affected by lifestyle. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.